Last Sunday's message was the end of a sermon series focusing on the words of John Wesley. Next Sunday, a new series begins on neighbors. That being true, I began thinking, what do I call the message for today? It's kind of like an in-between Sunday. I ask myself, what do I choose and where do I go? And then I said, why not choose a theme that the kids are relating to today in godly play, and thus the sermon title, We Are One. We Are One is based on a lesson from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 and following, the beginning which Susanna just mentioned a moment ago. All are parts of the body, and even though they are many. During his ministry travels, Paul helped establish the church at Corinth, a city in southern Greece. He became friends with the followers there. As Paul continued on his journey, he heard that the church and the Christians in the church were struggling and arguing about who among them was the most important. Paul wrote to his friends to remind them that each person is important in their own way. He went on to say that each part of our body helps other parts of our body in important ways. Big toes give us a chance to walk well. Thumbs help us to grasp when we can't, so we don't so easily drop things. When all the body parts are working together, our bodies work as one, even though there are many moving parts. If one part is missing or not working properly, the rest of the body needs to adapt and enter into that challenge. Using the human body as a metaphor was common in the Greek Roman world. Paul wrote that to the church community, works like a body. There are many kinds of people in the church. Each person has a unique talent and gift. When each person shares her or his talents and gifts in the community, the church works as one, even though there are many different people. If one person's talents and gifts are missing, the church really isn't as effective as it could be. Paul wanted to make it clear that each one of us is important to the church community. No one talent or gifts are more important than the other. We are blessed to have gifts of singers, preachers, teachers, technicians, administrators, people who are in prayer, musicians, engineers, cooks, and so many others. All ages have talents and gifts to share. Each person, no matter what their age, is important, part of doing God's work and sharing God's love in the world. All ages have gifts and talents to share. On a personal level, I experienced this extremely deeply at camp this summer. I invited my two youngest grandchildren, Aaron, going into now in second grade, and Caitlin, the proudest kindergartner I think ever there was, to go to teddy bear camp with me at Lake Louise, a United Methodist-related camp near Boyne Falls, Michigan. Just a short note about Lake Louise. The land surrounding the lake was stripped of lumber during the lumbering era of that territory. A wealthy industrialist bought the cutover land around the lake, and later 2,000 acres were planted with 600,000 evergreen trees. All of that was dedicated to the youth of Michigan, who shall be bearers of promise in future generations. Back to Caitlin and Aaron and our experience. They both said yes to going to camp, but there was one criteria they requested. Grandma, can we go at different times? Okay, so teddy bear camp is you have to have a significant adult go with you, okay? And I said, sure, why not? So I went to camp on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday with Aaron, and I was at camp on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with Caitlin. Well, the camp director was very gracious, and I got to stay overnight on Tuesday and Wednesday. night. I didn't have a way to go anyplace else to stay, and they were great. So there I was at Teddy Bear Camp for 3 days with a significant adult. Wow, I rejoiced. A whole week at camp with others preparing and planning and executing all the events. All I needed to do was go and play. Well, it was incredible. We stayed in an air-conditioned lodge. Each family had a separate room with two bunk beds and even a sink. The potties were just down the hall, along with the showers. When we arrived in our room, there was a tiny stuffed little teddy bear for the kids, and this piece of blue paper was laying on the teddy bear's lap. It was the scripture for the week at camp. Aaron, a reader, picked up the paper and read it. Okay, she read it morning, noon, and night. Let no one look down on you because you are young. Instead, set an example for the believers through your speech, behavior, faith, and love. It led to a shocking moment on Monday night. At bedtime, the kids in their PJs all gathered in the lower lounge for prayer and story time. The leader asked if any of the campers had begun to memorize the Bible verse. Erin raised her hand. She was invited to share, and she did, from beginning to end. I was shocked. I had not even started to learn it yet. We have a short PowerPoint of some pictures from our week. You'll see the kids playing together, making special decorated pots to put plants in, to eventually give to the camp staff to say thank you for sharing. New friends were made. They helped each other with various events, worked to balance a tipping bowl board that we found in the middle of the woods. They had to figure out who weighed how much and who needed to be in the center and how they could make it balance. We went on a pontoon ride, saw an eagle's nest high up in the sky, and oh, the talents that were shared. The love that was lived. The body of Christ was alive and well. We were renewed and recharged. As you see the following pictures, maybe you'll sense in part a spirit of the camp. The song that Jim is going to sing was a song that we sang every day in worship.
Anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, set an example for the believers. In speech, in life, in love, in faith and in purity. In speech, in life, in love, in faith and in purity. 1 Timothy 4:12. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young. Set an example for the believers. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young. Set an example for the believers. In speech, in life, in love, in faith and in purity. In speech, in life, in love, in faith and in purity. Set an example for the believers. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young. Set an example for the believers. In speech, in life, in love, in faith and in purity. In speech, in life, in love, in faith and in purity. It's speech in life, in love, in faith and in purity. 1 Timothy 4:12.
Amen. I was recharged. I felt whole. I wanted to come back and share my experience with all of you. I dream of many families from Narden Park going there next summer. Thus, the